Imagine falling in love with someone whose mind is both their greatest gift and most devastating curse. In the rolling green hills of rural Ireland, Hugh Biggs and Lizzie Young forge a bond that begins in childhood and evolves into something profound and complicated. Their story isn't just about romance. It's about what happens when mental illness enters the equation, testing the limits of love, loyalty, and forgiveness. Against the backdrop of a small Irish town where everyone knows your business and secrets rarely stay hidden, these childhood sweethearts navigate the treacherous waters of bipolar disorder, trauma, and the question of whether some wounds are too deep to heal. When 9-year-old Hugh meets Lizzie with her snow-white hair and blue eyes, something clicks between them. Where others see a strange, quiet girl with selective mutism, Hugh sees someone special needing protection. "You make me feel safe," Lizzie tells him after he rescues her from drowning, establishing their relationship dynamic for years to come. Their bond forms through secret hideaways in sea caves, carving initials into melting tarmac, and Hugh's defense against bullies. During Lizzie's first psychiatric hospitalization, Hugh visits faithfully, bringing her favorite books and promising, "You'll always be my lady, m'lady." Their childhood games of knights and ladies evolve as Hugh becomes Lizzie's defender against the monsters plaguing her mind. What makes their connection powerful is its foundation in complete acceptance. Hugh doesn't try to fix Lizzie, he simply loves her exactly as she is, declaring to friends, "She's one of us now," repeatedly choosing her over everyone else, even at great personal cost. Beneath Lizzie's mental health struggles lies sexual abuse by Mark Allen, her sister's boyfriend. Beginning when she's 5, Mark manipulates her through special medicine visits. These experiences become entangled with her developing mental illness, blurring reality and hallucination. The psychological impact is devastating. Lizzie develops self-harming behaviors, dissociative episodes, and what doctors eventually diagnose as bipolar disorder after initially misidentifying it as schizophrenia. Her nightmares about a scary lady and feeling a monster reflect both her illness and the actual abuse. Through Lizzie's perspective, we experience the terrifying loss of control. During manic episodes, thoughts race like a freight train and colors intensify. In depression, she's drowning under a heaviness that makes it impossible to move. Mark's predation extends to her sister Koima, whose death after discovering the abuse is officially ruled suicide but implied to be murder. This tragedy triggers Lizzie's worst mental health crisis. Managing bipolar disorder becomes routine, medication adjustments, therapy, and hospitalizations, revealing both her father's frustration and her mother's unwavering support. Their relationship transforms from childhood friendship to first romance with remarkable authenticity. Their meaningful moment in a secluded sea cave marks a watershed. In that moment, everything changed, our friendship deepening into something neither of us fully understood but both treasured completely. The cave becomes symbolic of their private world. Hugh establishes clear boundaries, emphasizing the importance of taking things slowly. Lizzie navigates more complex emotional terrain, balancing teenage feelings with the heightened emotions of her manic episodes. Their connection is distinguished by deep emotional understanding, built on years of shared experiences, inside jokes, meaningful glances, and an intuitive understanding without words. When Lizzie questions why Hugh remains supportive, his response, "Because I love you, and life's never boring with you," captures their profound bond. Hugh's response to Lizzie's condition evolves from holding her hand through panic attacks to becoming proactive, researching bipolar disorder, monitoring her medication, and recognizing warning signs. His understanding deepens when he tells her, "I happen to adore that complicated mind of yours." The novel's central conflict erupts when Lizzie, during a severe manic episode after stopping her medication, sleeps with Hugh's rugby teammate Pierce at a party in Hugh's house. This betrayal, discovered when Hugh walks in on them, devastates him, just hours before he had planned to propose. Hugh's reaction is visceral. He violently attacks Pierce and later vomits from emotional shock. This betrayal is particularly complex because of its connection to Lizzie's bipolar disorder. During her manic episode, she experiences hypersexuality as a symptom, increasing her impulsivity. She later claims she thought Pierce was Hugh in her confused state, a statement both plausible and questionable. The novel avoids simple answers about how much responsibility Lizzie bears for actions committed during a manic episode, challenging readers with questions of agency, illness, and accountability. Hugh's struggle with forgiveness drives the story's emotional core. Despite understanding her illness's role, he cannot separate the betrayal from his feelings. "I know you're sick, Liz. I get that, but it doesn't take away what you did." His internal conflict manifests physically through sleepless nights and panic attacks. He still loves her, but cannot trust her, an impossible situation where his heart wouldn't heal. The novel's final act focuses on both characters healing separately. After her mother's heart attack, Lizzie finally seeks professional help, committing to a 3-month psychiatric hospital stay with electroconvulsive therapy and counseling. For the first time, she pursues treatment for herself. "I don't want to hurt people anymore." Hugh rebuilds his life through school, work, swimming, and rugby. His budding friendship with Katie, a music student representing stability, offers strangely calm outings that contrast sharply with his volatile relationship with Lizzie. Upon Lizzie's return, their final conversation is both heartbreaking and necessary. She insists they cannot remain friends, knowing continued contact would be unhealthy for both. Taking the sideline bench in their friendship circle, she allows Hugh to move forward while acknowledging, "I'll always love you, Hugh Biggs, no matter what." This bittersweet conclusion avoids the romantic trope of mental illness being cured by love. Instead, it suggests separation is sometimes the healthiest choice, even when love remains. The novel leaves reconnection possible while honoring that some breaks perhaps should not be repaired. What does it truly mean to support someone through mental illness? Hugh demonstrates extraordinary dedication, visiting Lizzie during hospitalizations, researching her condition, and holding her through countless panic attacks. His promise, "If you slip again, I'll be there to pull you back," shows the unwavering presence that can be life-saving for someone struggling. Yet the story reveals the limits of individual support. Despite Hugh's efforts, he cannot fix Lizzie's bipolar disorder. His eventual breakdown highlights caregiver burnout and the necessity of professional help. Love alone cannot cure mental illness, regardless of its depth. Both characters grow through their struggles. Hugh learns to set healthy boundaries while maintaining compassion. Lizzie transforms from passive recipient to active participant in her recovery, taking responsibility for medication, therapy, and developing coping strategies. Their final interaction reveals two people matured through suffering, still caring deeply but recognizing when their relationship has become unsustainable. Sometimes the greatest act of love is knowing when to let go. Through Hugh and Lizzie's journey, we learn that true love isn't about saving someone, it's about supporting them as they learn to save themselves.